在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
But even this was not enough to satisfy the desire of Genghis Khan. He wanted something more, something his army could not give him, which is why in 1222, this man traveled towards Genghis Khan's court. He was a revered Taoist monk. From him, Genghis Khan sought just one thing.
I told him how my life was a divine mission. I've been sent to Earth to conquer the world. I spoke of the prophecies, the battles, my ambitions, my age. I asked what medicine he had brought to prolong my earthly existence.
It was only then the monk realized Genghis Khan was asking for the secret elixir of eternal life. Unfortunately, the monk could only offer him advice about prolonging life through sexual abstinence, but not immortality. There is nothing to indicate that Genghis Khan took the monk's advice. Recent scientific evidence suggeststhat perhaps one in 200 men alive today can trace their genetic lineage to Genghis Khan. 4 years later, he embarked on one more campaign of conquest into China. According to legend, these were the last words of Genghis Khan.
Conquered for you a large empire, but my life was too short to take the whole world. That I leave to you.
He appointed his son, Ogade, to succeed him as Khan. Genghis Khan died without having achieved what he believed was his destiny.To conquer the entire world. In the years after his death, his sons carried out his wish, doubling the size of the empire. They returned to Europe and invaded Russia, Poland, and Hungary. But in 1242, approaching Vienna, the new Khan died. Mongol law decreed that all chiefs return to elect a new leader, and Europe was spared the Mongol terror.A century later, his mighty empire began to crumble. His reputation has made him one of history's immortals. A reputation enhanced by the mystery of his burial. It is said that every witness to his funeral cortege was executed to keep the site of the tomb a secret. Today, almost 8 centuries later,The burial place of Genghis Khan remains undiscovered. There is no grave, no mausoleum, no monument to this bloodthirsty conqueror, the most successful military commander the world has ever known.